Joining us now, he's your Republican nominee here in Alabama's 1st Congressional District, also on the Mobile County Commission. Jerry Curl joins us on the line. Commissioner, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you doing, buddy?
Doing well, just as they say, living the dream or whatever you want to call it. But
it's good to have you. It's good to have you here permanently in South Alabama. I know in your business things change pretty quick, though.
It's good to be back here, I kind of went away and went on a tour of duty and learned the way around the state. I think it was important just to have a better understanding of how this whole state works. But enough about me. Let's talk about you. The 3 weeks to go, it's crunch time. I think it goes without saying you're pretty heavy favorite, but you're still kind of you're going through all of the right drills as we head toward November 3rd.
Well, as the old saying goes, you run one of two ways, either unopposed or scared to death, and I will remain scared to death until the last vote has been counted. But things are looking very positive for us. We were over in Baldwin County this morning for a coffee meet and greet, and we were expecting 7 or 8 people and turned out to be 25 or 30 people. So it was really, especially in this COVID situation, but, you know, we still have a full campaign going on. We still have staff knocking on doors. We have reached out and touched about 130,000 voters since July, either knocking on doors or with phone calls. So we're staying busy. Just, you know, that, of course, the same time trying to run my business as president of the Mobile County Commission, I want to make sure the taxpayers of Mobile County get their money's worth.
Yeah, sounds like you got a full slate for sure. But the campaign, otherwise, COVID-19, such a curveball thrown at this campaign, particularly in that runoff scenario with former Senator Hightower. But you finding that to be something easier to deal with as time has gone on?
People are coming out, just like that event today. We expected it to be so very small, and obviously it was much larger. We're encouraged. We certainly have got some of the Republican groups. We'll meet with the Knowwood ladies this afternoon. You know, we have several events that we did not think would happen, but people seem to be coming out and wanting to get out and not necessarily ignore the COVID situation. That's not the case, but because we're like today, we were all kind of separated, but you know, we tried to keep our social distancing, but you can tell certainly a difference in people, you know, in their attitude towards the COVID. They respect it, but they seem to be coming out of the shell a little bit.
Well, it's an interesting thing because I think you can take what you're seeing on the ground and maybe extrapolate that. You could kind of turn out a gauge what kind of maybe interest we're going to have in the election, and by extension, how many people are going to come out to vote on election day.
Well, if you use that as a comparison, the Republican Party is going to roll over everything in the country. I mean, look at a Trump rally. I mean, you just got, you know, 25, 30, 40,000 people. I don't know what the numbers are at some of these rallies. I'm not taking much time watching it, and forgive me, but, you know, I got my own campaign to run, but what clippets I do see of it, I mean, it is stadiums full of people. Then you look at a Biden rally, and, you know, there's 6 people scattered about in front of him. And I don't, you know, and as far as the news, I really question where some of this stuff comes from, but is it true? Biden had that fundraiser, the event in Arizona this weekend with he and Harris, and nobody even showed up for it.
Yeah, well, they say they try to keep it on the down low, that they didn't want people showing up because they didn't want it to be a quote-unquote super spreader event, but still.
Oh, my gracious.
Right.
You're in the middle of a campaign. You got to come out of that.
It's significant. I mean, it was significant in this. It was the first event that both Biden and Harris were at together since the convention, and you had a handful of people there.
Yeah, and you've got so much of that stuff that you know, again, I know the Democrat Party is really working behind the scenes. I know We got sued statewide about absentee ballots, about positive ID on absentee ballots. We got word this morning that, we had actually won that lawsuit. You know, the Democrat Party was pushing for no ID to mail the absentee ballots in. Of course, now you have to have two witnesses and a photo ID, I believe is the way it's set up. So we did, we won that. The county was part, actually part of that lawsuit. The, we were sued. There were about seven counties that were sued statewide for not accepting absentee ballots with no positive ID of some type. So we were excited to win that. But, you know, Alabama is so strong, Trump, it would take a lot to rob Alabama from Donald Trump at this point. I'll just be honest with you, I believe.
I mean, isn't that the thing, you know, your winning campaigns, they don't work the refs this much. And I know, you know, Democrats are winning at all costs, but if you're working the refs this much and you're worried about the rules of the election more than the substance of the election, I think that there's something to be told from that.
Well, and I know I'm biased here, but I think that's always been the Democrats' views on things. I mean, you know, getting illegal aliens in California registered to vote, allowing them to register to vote. I mean, what's wrong with that? You would ask yourself. My gracious, if you're here illegally, what in the world gives anybody any inclination that they should have a right to vote? I mean, I'm confused by that. But you know, in the state of Alabama, in my district, we're looking at my race being very strong. Tommy Tuberville is looking extremely strong. I think Jeff Sessions is with him today or tomorrow, doing some endorsements in the field, which will help do some healing in the north part of the state. And of course, Trump's where he's at. So we're excited what it's looking like. And I'm encouraging folks, you know, vote straight Republican. Let's send a message to Washington that, you know, Alabama's going to stand firm with you know, with some solid people with some good common sense about them.
I mean, that's something we touched on it back during the primary a lot about, well, Doug Jones, the incumbent, Democrats are lockstep against Trump. Meanwhile, Republicans are really having to battle it out for these nominations. And, you know, and you had your own contentious primary fight. But it looks to me like, for the most part, everyone's kind of coalescing around the Republican Party at this point in the game.
Well, I'll tell you, and I've heard this from more than one Democrat, but the Democrat Party is mad at Doug Jones. Doug Jones got involved in the state party business. He's being blamed for splitting them up and suing one another. Both sides essentially lost, and they blamed Doug Jones for it. And I've certainly been taking advantage of that. I've spoken to several groups that are Democrat based. And I think you're going to see, I honestly think you're going to see some very odd numbers come out of the state of Alabama when it comes to the Democrats doing some swing votes. So because of Doug Jones and Doug's action with the state party. So I'm excited to see how those numbers actually pay off. They may not show up at all, which is fine. But if they do vote and they vote Republican, that's, you know, the old saying goes, that's two votes where I'm from.
I mean, that's kind of an interesting statement, that you think that there's the possibility, at least, that people, in retaliation to Doug Jones being involved in the internal politics of the Alabama Democratic Party, they may go vote for Tommy Tuberville as a protest.
Tommy and I spoke to 30 Democrat leaders in Mobile in one group, and their response to us was, is the Democrat Party hit the only... The only thing the Democrat Party has any, the only time they hear from Democrat Party is election time. And they're tired of it. They're looking for someone that will step into their communities, understand what their needs are, and represent them, whether it is in state or federal. And they're getting much wiser. They're understanding the value of their vote. So again, I think we're going to see a swing in Alabama. And I hope we see it nationwide. I don't know, but I can't speak for Alabama. I know 30 ministers that I spoke to at one time all agreed that, you know, they were going back to their constituents and talk to them about, you know, voting in November the 3rd. So again, I'm excited to see how those numbers are. Those numbers may translate into no vote, which that's what, you know, Mayor Jones saw. His folks just didn't get out and vote at all. And if they do come out and vote for myself or Tommy or the president, that's where I'm from again. That's two votes. It takes another vote just to make it even. So, I think we got some real surprises coming in this election. I really believe that.
Last but not least, Commissioner, we had Senator David Sessions on yesterday, coming out of the Hurricane Sally and the aftermath there, in your role, County Commissioner. Can you give us an update on that?
Well, obviously, in Mobile County, we came out real well compared to Baldwin County. Baldwin County is, in some areas, is just horrible. The boats over there, they're piled up like cordwood. Pecan crop over there is just destroyed and ruined. I haven't got a report on the peanuts yet, but the cotton got hit hard. But Mobile County, we primarily had limbs and trees, and obviously, there were some dwellings that took some damage. And from a county commission standpoint, we're working as hard as we can to get that debris picked up. We encourage everyone to get that debris out the road, because we're only going to make one pass by. That's what FEMA will actually pay for. So if it's not out there by now, chances are somebody's not really worried about it, I guess. But we're gonna get that cleaned up, and we should be in pretty good shape in Baldwin County. Mobile County. Baldwin County's gonna have some long term problems. That, you know, they've got some flooding issues. Some of the stuff I got to be prepared for going in January into Washington is gonna be the flood insurance program that's under some attack in Washington. They won't stop it. So, you know, it's going to be some other issues for the folks in Baldwin County that, you know, obviously I'm not an expert on like I am Mobile County, because I live and breathe it here under my current position.
Well, tell me this, there's a high likelihood you'll be elected to Congress. Senator Sessions yesterday said $1 billion in agricultural losses for Mobile and Baldwin counties combined. Is there more the federal government can do or should do to shore that up to help with those losses?
Well, I know we had the ag director. Trying to remember his name. His name is escaping me all of a sudden.
Sonny Perdue.
Perdue. Yeah, Perdue came down and did a tour of it. He understands it very well. Been a farm background. David lives and breathes it. Obviously, the Sessions and Sessions Farms out in West Mobile, he understands it, gets it. I don't know. You know, we've got a federal insurance program that helps the farmers. There's stuff there. You know, our whole farm communities just take a beating right now with the trade or with China and some of the stuff. So we've got to do what we can do to help them, keep them propped up. You know, because these farmers that we're used to around here, they're not a lot of corporate farmers. They're independents. They're the Sessions and the Driscolls, and they're family names that we're aware of. You get out west and you have Budweiser, and Budweiser's got huge farms out in the Midwest. So nothing wrong with that, but I would like to keep those independent farmers, and we have to do what we can do on federal level and a county level to make sure that they're able to raise their crops and get them to the market.
Commissioner, we're out of time. Got to leave you there. Fire, I'll let you go. Folks want to find you online, social media, find out more about your campaign. Can you tell them where to go?
Yes, sir. Jerry Carr for Congress. www.jerrycarrforcongress. Our Facebook, Jerry Carr for Congress. Love to have you on there. Don't forget November 3rd. Really consider pulling a straight ticket, Republican Party. And thank you, Jeff, so much for getting me on.
Commissioner, I appreciate it. I really do make a tie for us. That was Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl.